Secretary McNamara calling, I know.
Mr. President, General Wheeler and Cy Vance are here with me now. We've spent considerable time with Admiral Rivero, the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations, and I think our conclusions are these, that Admiral Rivero feels personally convinced that there were vessels of presumably North Vietnamese origin, but possibly of Chinese Communist origin in the vicinity of our destroyers, and that our destroyers drove them off, probably sinking one or more. But he's not at all clear that they were there for the purpose of attacking the destroyers. They may have been shadowing them. In any event, all of the evidence we have is electronic, except for the report of one pilot who said he saw two possible wakes of vessels from an altitude of 20 or 25,000 feet. I think it's the view of all of us, Admiral Rivero, General Wheeler, Cy, and myself, that we should now instruct Admiral Sharp to cancel the preparations for attack during the current daylight hours in the Gulf, but to be prepared to undertake a similar attack in the next succeeding daylight at the first light, which would be roughly 20 hours from now. I think highly unlikely we would issue orders later for such an attack, but we should have him prepared to undertake it. Then close up for the night. We're not going to learn anything more tonight. A reconnaissance effort over the Gulf is currently underway. We should have the results in tomorrow morning, 7, 8, or 9 o'clock. We plan to meet in my office at 8:30, review the evidence again at that time. If it remains as it is tonight, we propose that we issue someplace in the government, either from Defense or the White House, a statement saying that unidentified vessels with hostile intent menaced our destroyer patrol in international waters in the Gulf of Tonkin. The destroyers warned them away with warning shots. They continued to approach the destroyers. The destroyers continued fire, destroying one or more of the vessels, it's believed, and turning the others away. There was no loss to American shipping and no loss to American personnel. Because the vessels moved away and because the evidence of attack was electronic, no further action is believed necessary. Something along that line. We'll work it out later.
All right, that's good. Now, how has it come from three ships down to one?
They still believe it's three, Mr. President. I would say one or more. But we don't actually have evidence that it was even one, although what evidence we have indicates it was more likely three than one.
Okay, I don't see anything harm putting it off 20 hours. I think it's all right.
All right.
And we can look at all these other things then tomorrow.
That's right, and we'll close up here tonight, and I'll keep in touch with it during the night. We will, of course, continue the Gulf of Tonkin patrol, which is out there now, and we'll terminate at the 17th parallel tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We'll have it replenished south of the 17th parallel during the evening hours out there tomorrow, which will be the daylight hours here, and we'll be prepared to continue it in the next succeeding daylight, which will be starting tomorrow night.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.